Greetings. I am now home for a couple of weeks after a fruitful time in Portugal. It was good to be with my home church yesterday. Today I'm posting a prophecy that I gave while I was in Portugal. I believe this word was not only for the church I delivered it to, but to the body of Christ in this season and time. As we are awake to God, we discover that God has always been awake to us. Our prayers to Him are not overlooked. He is ready to partner with us and enable us to partner with Him for His eternal plan in our world. We are living in a time where our true identity, testimony, and purpose can be found in Christ. We have a part in the calling of Christ, the inheritance of Christ, and the purpose of Christ in the plan of eternity. This is where we discover the life that we are, the testimony of that life to our world, and God's partnership with us for His glory in His story to and in our world.
I hear God saying that the strength of the generations is in my presence. For the strength of the generations is not merely in where they come from. It's who they are joined to. And God says, my favor is in this house. And I'm awakening a new thing in the earth. For from the cry for identity, I am. And the nations are crying for identity. I am. You will know that I am. In increasing measures, you will know that I am in your midst. For my presence is not merely for blessing. My presence is for purpose. There's not merely a new energy that's coming into your midst. There's a new fire. And that fire will consume you. And that fire is a fire of my purpose. It's a fire of my vision. Not the vision of the hands of men, but the vision of the heart of the Father. For I have a great inheritance, and my inheritance prevails. There's an awe of me that's coming into the nations, an awakening to my presence that is holy, an awakening to my presence that transforms you. It doesn't adjust you, transforms you. Not a religious reverence, but a breaking open of your hearts to see me, and be changed, to be awakened. Seeds have been sown, and seeds cannot die. For seeds of me have eternal life within their destiny. And I'm germinating the seeds in the nations. I'm germinating the seeds. And there's a stronger community that's coming into the earth. You will see me. Signs and wonders will confirm my presence. And the presence of me in your life will confirm my signs and wonders. For you will see sons and daughters. You will see living waters. In the driest of place will come forth the power of my grace. The Spirit of God says, daughter, you've given me your night. You've given me your night time. The night hours, you've given them to me. And I'm giving you my daytime. My daylight hours are at hand. And you will shout, you will say, this is the day. This is the day. For our God has prevailed. And His love has not failed. For the glory of God is filling His house. And there's an awakening. There's an awakening where every tribe, every tongue, every people, every nation will know that I am the Father of creation, not merely from days past, but from now. And you will say, today is the day, and now is the time, for the glory of God is arising. Let's give Him honor. He's worthy. Muito obrigado, Jesus. Muito obrigado, Pai.
God is awakening us to His plan in our world. Things that have been against Him will be destroyed by Him arising in our lives. His presence in our lives will empower our being. God's presence in us will not only bring His blessing, it will also empower us in His purpose for the glory of His name. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.